Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Voting in Georgia ends tomorrow for the runoff elections to settle both of that state's U.S. Senate races. Those contests may be far from Massachusetts, but they've generated a lot of interest here and across the country because wins by the two Democrats would flip control of the Senate. So this morning, WBUR's Callum Borchers introduces us to a few locals who've been donating time and money to that effort.
Ariel Siegel of Waltham calls herself a committed liberal who badly wants to turn the Senate blue, but she wrestled with whether it was her place to try to influence elections in another state.
I'll admit, it was a bit of a conscience troubler for a while there.
Then Siegel thought back a few years to when more than 100,000 people were purged from the voter roll in Georgia because they hadn't cast ballots recently. Many Democrats saw that as a voter suppression tactic by Republican Brian Kemp, who was Georgia's Secretary of State at the time and is now the governor. So Siegel decided to make maximum donations to Democratic Senate candidates Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff while also contributing to voter registration drives.
Even though I'm not entirely comfortable saying that money for Massachusetts should really affect how Georgians vote, to the extent that I can say my money can be used to give Georgians more of a voice who would otherwise not have one, that feels very pro-democracy.
And Siegel is hardly alone in her giving. The Federal Election Commission is still processing the candidates' latest financial reports, but when the news site 538 analyzed a slice of donation data, it found Massachusetts was the biggest fundraising source for Warnock and Ossoff on a per capita basis. Much less money is flowing from this Democratic stronghold to Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The Georgia Democrats' donors include Glenda Fishman of Newton, who says her distaste for President Trump prompted her to increase her political contributions and expand the borders of her giving.
The main motivation being to dump Trump, but understanding that it was important to try to flip the Senate, and there was a reasonable possibility that that could happen.
Fishman says she and her husband donated to Democrats in about a half dozen states in 2020. Thomas Tarpey of Concord also gave to candidates in several states, including Georgia, and in the runoffs there, he and his wife wanted to do more. They thought about phone banking, but...
We're not making any telephone calls because I think we've been wisely counseled that hearing a Yankee voice on the other end of the phone down in Georgia is not the most welcome experience.
Tarpey says he's taking the advice of Democrats on the ground in Georgia and instead writing letters to voters, encouraging them to vote for Warnock and Ossoff.
Letters, although they identify the sender as to origin, they don't have an accent.
Money doesn't have an accent either. In the final accounting, the Georgia runoffs may be among the most expensive Senate races ever, with some help from Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.